Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never written out? Should Flavor Flav be forgot? No, he shouldn't. We'll never forget you. Hello there, listeners. Welcome.
You know, I don't know the words to Auld Lang Syne, and those could be it for
those
all I know.
Those could be the words. Who does know the words? Does anyone on Earth now living know the words to that song? I ask you.
Do you actually know them?
I know the first part.
Because I don't, and there are people who have that as like there's their...
Yeah, as I recall, there's not a lot of words. So I mean, maybe it's one of those songs where the words are just like a suggestion, you know?
Otherwise, just hum along. You know the gist of it.
Just make something up. Just say something. Say some words. Or say no words.
My
Your
name
choice.
Is Matthew Olson, and
you
your
spell
name
is Caitlin T.
See, you can do whatever you want on
all
the top
works.
Of it. It's all still Auld Lang Syne.
It's all good.
You're listening to Can You Get to that? Thank you. Please rate and subscribe.
All right. A few too many syllables there in the end. But
a little loose. Played a little loosey-goosey. Yeah. It's close to New Year's time. I've had some of that bubbly.
Let our hair down a little.
Got an orb that's slowly inching towards a low point, which signifies the end of another Gregorian calendar year.
When the sacred orb reaches the planet's surface, all will be forgotten.
Then buy a new calendar. unless your old one has a January
this planetary
on
planetary alignment brought to you by Hirons. Buy our stuff. Is Hirons like a thing in other places?
What's Hirons?
Hirons was like the card and holiday junk store in my hometown of Eugene, Oregon.
In Eugene. Nah.
It was like just, it's like if you go into like a Rite Aid or a Walgreens.
It's just
you
that.
Just go to the greeting card aisle.
We had a Hallmark store in my town.
It's,
that was
it's
just
a,
Hallmark.
It's like a Hallmark store.
Okay.
Anyway. So, I'm Caitlin Best. He's Matt Olson.
Yep.
The reason I bring up Flavor Flav is...
Not because he's this week's topic. He's
not this week's topic, but he...
Maybe we'll get to this week's topic
is,
through him.
Is responsible, I think, for a lot of the success of this week's topic. The topic being, of course, the...
Yes.
The low-rent cousin to MTV, VH1.
Is that fair?
That's completely fair, and you know it.
I feel like even though it's definitely VH1 definitely isn't as old as MTV, like it definitely isn't, right? It definitely came after.
Yeah, I believe so.
And they're both Viacom.
They're both owned by Viacom. I was going to say it's like Old Navy and The Gap.
Which
one? You be the judge of which one is which.
I don't know if I want to be the judge of which one is which. I always felt like VH1, difference in age aside, was like MTV's like not as cool older brother.
Exactly, yeah.
Like MTV is like fuck yeah In Utero playing, like, you know, copying fucking cassettes of Bikini Kill,
yeah,
and shit. And then VH1 is like Huey Lewis in the News. sure do some bangers. Is that what the kids are saying these days? Bangers?
They say the heart of rock and roll is still beaten.
Right. But then, as you mentioned, Flava Flav comes along and VH1 enters its midlife crisis phase.
Revitalizes VH1.
VH1 buys a fucking red Ferrari and gets a new overly tanned girlfriend. And is like... I'm fun too.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 80s?
Is it a red Ferrari or is it a red like Mazda Miata?
It's probably a Miata.
It's a Mazda Miata.
It's a Miata.
All right, should we do this?
Well, I feel like we should do a little rundown of what we associate VH1 with.
Okay,
before we launch in. Well, and so also, I'm going to do a podcast no-no. I feel like my pop screen is
adjust something
too close to my microphone.
Should I talk while you adjust this? I guess I won't. So
I think that's better. There we go.
So what I associate VH1 with mostly is Flavor Flav. Well, I have a few strong associations, actually, but mostly it's the dynasty of television shows that Flavor Flav either was in or, spawned from his...
The Flavor Flav universe.
His fruitful loins. I'm so sorry I just said that. But this is... Okay, I'm going to go through the progression here. So he started out, he was featured on the really terrible reality show, The Surreal Life, which is like The Real World, but all of the people on it are minor celebrities.
Yep.
And then after that, he had a TV show, which I forget what it was called, but it was where he was dating one of the other contestants, or one of the other characters from The Surreal Life, Brigitte Nielsen.
Okay.
Who is like a...
Yeah, shit,
Is like, I think she was a pro wrestler at one point. And she was in like some action movies.
I remember it was important that it appeared that Brigitte could snap Flav like a twig.
I do think that that's true.
Like, that was an important thing to know about.
Yeah,
them.
I think that was an element of their relationship.
Yeah.
She's a lot bigger than him. So that was that. That's two generations.
Uh-huh.
Third generation was Flavor of Love.
Yeah, that's where that title comes in.
And then there were two seasons of that, so I guess those are the kind of the same generation.
Uh-huh.
So we'll call that we're at three. And then one of the contestants from that show, New York, had her own show called I Love New York.
Right.
And then
a
lot of people forget this. There was yet another one of the contestants, in fact, two of them, these guys who were brothers who were on I Love New York and lost, had their own dating show. So this is the fifth generation.
Not to mention, wasn't VH1 then also resurrecting other, like, low-key celebrities and just giving them their own? Like, wasn't there, like, Rock of Love? And that was just, like...
Yeah, yes. And that, I'm sure, came out of the success of those Flavor Flav shows.
Yeah, so, like...
That was Bret Michaels of Poison.
Ah! Wow, they didn't even put us... They didn't put, like, Bret of Love or anything.
It's no,
like,
it's just...
You did rock
you
music?
Rock. You're into rock, right? And then there's one with Ray J, who is a...
All right.
Not super successful singer. And the defining feature maybe that unifies all of these shows is that as soon as the contestants arrive on the show, they're given an awful objectifying nickname.
Oh, right.
By whoever the celebrity is.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that aspect of it. Oh, can you think of any off the top of your head?
Well, New York. Delicious was
New York. If your nickname is New York, you got off pretty easy.
Yeah, no, New York was okay. I think the Flavor Flav ones were less egregious than the later people. Delicious, spelled D-E-L-I-S-H-U-S, I believe.
Okay.
I don't remember any of the other Flavor Flav ones, but New York got into this thing where she was naming guys after the number of abs they had. So there was one she called like 12 pack, and then there was one who had even better abs who she called 20 pack.
That's just a disgusting image.
Can you imagine? It's like that Strong Bad cartoon where he sells the ab product that's just a Sharpie.
Yep.
Anyway, what do you think of when you think VH1?
I more heavily associate VH1 with its dorkier phase. Which would be, I mean, I guess in some way these were concurrent, I feel like, or overlapped a little bit, but like the I Love Thes.
Yes.
The I Love the 80s.
Yes.
And I Love the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I Love the 00s.
Let's not I Love the 70s.
I Love the 70s, which is there for a bit. I got in an argument. Was it with you?
I don't know.
I swore that they did an I Love the
60s. I think it was with me, and they did not.
They did not. They did not, because anybody
who is old enough to remember the 60s is too old to appear on VH1.
or just dead. Or
well,
just dead.
All right. My parents are not dead.
But they're like,
one foot in the grave. is that what you're saying?
No, I guess you're right. It boils down to too old to appear on VH1.
Yeah.
But like,
and also the appeal for the audience is not there.
Yeah, that's the more real
because
part.
The 70s is the, I mean, so it's probably some people who were watching VH1 at that time remember the 70s, but that's the limit.
It's, I feel like it's not quite, it's definitely the audience appeal thing, but then it's not quite the, they're too old to appear on VH1. It's almost like the thought of trying to, like, to get a decade that far back, like the 70s is already pushing it. And like, if the 70s was less like replete with like, you know, fucking rock and roll that people still just go gaga over and like lots of psychedelic drugs, it wouldn't have made, it wouldn't have cut the mustard.
Yeah.
But then the 60s is just like, well, I mean, you got like the beginnings of the hippie movement and like some space race stuff, and it's like
the
no one wants to like crack jokes about
the
that.
The 60s is too serious.
Yeah,
too much serious important stuff happened in the 60s. We can't make fun of it.
Too real. They didn't wear wacky leg warmers in the 60s.
They didn't have bell bottoms. They didn't have Faradoos.
But
do you remember that segment about the Farah?
No,
like as in Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett, like feathered dudes.
Yeah.
But then, before we start,
yeah,
there was before any of this.
Yes.
VH1 was pure, and it had principles.
Yeah.
And it showed pop-up video, which was a great way to watch old music videos and learn
some facts,
useless facts at the same time, like pub trivia level facts.
Yeah, I'm into that. If that was still on today, I would watch it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you, I mean, imagine a pop-up video for your Hotline Bling. All the little factoids.
Yeah.
It'd be great. And then they also had possibly the most addicting of any of their TV shows, Behind the Music, because you could just sit there during a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And that show had the structure of, even if it's a band you give zero fucks about.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a single 30-second span before a commercial break in that show's history that's not the most interesting. Like, suddenly it seems like the most interesting shit ever.
Whatever actually happened to that band, they're going to find some drama.
That 30 seconds before they hit commercials is going to make you be like, I need to see where this goes.
Yeah.
And that said,
and that's what keeps you around.
That said,
that's what hooks you in.
You think that can you get to that is just going to play the Wikipedia game and try to get to VH1, but then tragedy strikes. Hi, this is Ira Glass for Prilosec OTC. And then it's like, ah, fuck! But I gotta sit through this ad now to watch.
I would
to listen to Kenny.
If Ira Glass was selling Prilosec OTC on VH1, though, I would watch that.
What is he?
It's better than other.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Is Prilosec one of those bone drugs?
No. It's like Pepto-Bismol.
Okay.
Right?
I don't even know.
I think the only bone drugs they advertise on TV are Viagra and Cialis.
Oh no! Not boner drugs.
Oh,
like
you mean for the human
for the bones.
Skeleton.
I thought that you thought. I thought that you might think I meant boner drugs, but I definitely meant bone drugs.
I don't think it's a bone drug. I think it's a guts drug.
Okay.
But I could be mistaken.
Let's play the Wikipedia
game. I don't take it.
We wasted a lot of time.
That's not time spent reminiscing about our favorite TV network is not time wasted, Matt.
That's true. All right. Step one. Whoo, boy.
Abacetus borealis?
That's a cool name.
Is a species of ground beetle.
Oh, shit.
It has a stub. It was described by who?
Andrews.
By someone with one name?
Andrews. It's Andrew E.S.
Andrews.
Well, shit.
Insect scientist. Andrews.
We got a... Oh, boy.
So we can click on beetle. Recon could click on Taros All right. de Kine.
I got two thoughts for you, Caitlin.
Yeah.
One of them.
No, click. Can't click on 1942. Damn it. That would have taken us right to Isle of the 40s.
Remember World War II? Crazy, right?
Other stuff happened in the 40s.
Yeah, I guess.
The beloved Christmas classic, A Christmas Story, takes place in 1940. Did you know that?
But that wasn't...
That's canon.
But that wasn't made in 1940.
That's
you
true. That's true.
We're doing I Love the 40s, but actually it's all just stuff that's
list
like...
List of movies that take place in the 40s.
It's all memories of...
it's all false memories.
False. It's all of our like total recall planted memories of the 1940s. Okay. Back up. Mm-hmm. Got two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
One is the boring Wikipedia game route, which is that we click on Animalia to try and go up that
animal kingdom.
The animal kingdom tree all the way up to just animals.
To humans.
To try and get to humans, to try to get to culture.
To try to get to achievements.
Yeah. Fucking Flavor of Love. Right. Or we click on Beetle and we see if we can get to the Beatles.
Oh my god.
And the music.
Well,
and
that's
then,
definitely what I want to do. Although this goes to ground Beetle. And
I take it all
not
back.
Just Beetle.
Not doing it.
We could click on Insecta.
Why?
I don't know. Just for funsies.
I don't wanna.
Insect scientist Andrew is.
There's a fucking
prefers that we click on Insecta.
There's a fucking link to Beatles described in 1942.
No, where?
At the bottom. It's its own
no
list.
No way.
It's its own
How
list.
How many Beatles
article.
Do you think got described in that year?
But Andrew is was going ham on those Beatle descriptions.
Do you think that I hope that this list is just an exhaustive list of any time anyone wrote anything down about a Beatle in 1942.
That's just someone's very...
Someone wrote in their diary that they saw a cool Beatle.
And that's just one Wikipedia editor's very strange obsession.
Yeah.
It's mostly just a list of novels that mention Beatles and textbooks.
Yeah, and like, you know, people's journals that have made their way into archives. And
yeah, and we just happened to click... on one that's actually just like a new Beetle that
right.
was discovered. Yeah.
Right, but there were so many others that people talked about that were not new.
Regular old Beetles, generic Beetles.
Yeah.
What do you want to click? I don't want to click on Insecta.
I guess Animalia is the one that makes the most sense, just in terms of like being a general...
Zooming out way far.
Oh wow, there's a lot of cool animals.
So we're just on the page for animal.
A lot of neato animals in the world.
Yep. The world is brimming with life. It's
brimming with aminals.
And other things.
Yeah.
What a brilliant observation we just shared,
Carl Linnaeus.
Yeah.
The father of modern taxonomy.
Do you think he got it right?
What?
Linnaeus, do you think he could have done better with the organization?
Of, like, how we name animals or organisms?
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you think that he should have tried harder, or do you think he kind of just, like, nailed it?
I mean, if it was me, I would have not done it in Latin. I would have just made them in, like, the common tongue.
You think you would have had, like, the foresight to be like, yeah, no one's going to want to deal with this shit.
I'm just going to put this in the common tongue, and people can translate these scientific names literally into their own language, and that can be how we call things.
Yeah, rather than be like, hey, everybody, use Latin.
Hey, everybody, use a dead language.
Yeah.
Please.
I agree.
And then he named himself in the dead language, too, which is the most egregious part of the whole thing. Fucking careless.
What up?
That's not even your name. Yeah, that was a thing that people did. You know, Antonio Stradivari?
Stradivarius?
Yeah.
He just decided to be like, I'm Latin
I'm gonna
now,
add
and I make
I'm
going
to add an us to my name.
Fuck that.
Because that's how they did it in the old
times.
What
would mine be? It's my fucking root.
I don't know. I don't speak Latin. I choose not to speak Latin.
Because you're like, that shit's dead, it's and I'm just going to stay buried.
It's a dead duh.
I feel like the only people who... Okay. If you learn Latin...
Yeah.
Prior to a certain age...
Yeah.
You're just doing it so you can, like...
So you can be a dick. So you can, like, wave your dick around,
and, like,
in fact.
Get into Harvard or some shit.
Yeah.
But if you learn it after a certain age, it's probably because you're a biologist and you just, like... had to do
yeah,
that
or
shit.
Or a priest.
Or, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think of religion, you know.
All right. All right, Richard Dawkins.
Hey, newsflash, Dawkins. God is real. That happened today.
Incredible.
Just dating that podcast, Incredible. This podcast, forever.
Okay. List of animals by number of neurons.
That's a crazy list we're
golly,
not clicking
golly.
On.
Golly.
Holy shit.
Oh, see, also animal attacks?
That's a great one to link off the animal page.
Do you think this is a list of discrete incidents? Or is it like...
Oh, I kind of want to know
or
now.
Or is it like when bears attack?
I kind of want to know. No, like, okay. I'm thinking two possibilities.
Yeah.
Either it's a list of discrete, like, important incidents of animal attacks.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like a move list, like a Pokemon move list,
yeah.
but across all
yeah,
animals.
Yeah.
It's like animals like have the potential to know any of these.
Maul.
Or a subset
Throw.
Of these attacks. Yeah. 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 Seismic toss.
Okay. I'm going to.
Thunderbolt.
I'm going to open this in a new tab for later.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, though. God.
Yeah, so, I mean, do we want to go that route that we discussed?
Get humans to...
Humans?
Humans? Do they even have a link to humans, or did we zoom
well,
so far out that they're like, we don't...
List of animals.
God damn it, no. No.
I saw a cute video of an orangutan the other day.
Yeah?
She made a hammock out of a towel that someone gave her.
Cool. Cool. You should share that link with me later.
Yeah, I will.
Do you think Linnaeus had a connection to VH1?
Carl Linnaeus, the founder of VH1.
I bet you some fucking band like They Might Be Giants.
Oh my god.
Has written a song about Linnaeus. And then
such dweebs.
And then knew he could get through there.
All right, you want to try it?
Why not?
You want to roll a dice?
Fucking careless,
right,
Carl Linnaeus.
Look at that smug look on his face.
Yeah, he's got real smug portrait.
That's the face of a man who has renamed himself in Latin.
That's the face of a man who just fucked science and like got it committed to Latin forever.
Oh my god. Also known after his ennoblement. Of course he was ennobled.
Right.
Okay. He's this guy.
Scroll up. The Swiss philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau sent him the message. Tell him I know no greater man on earth. Don't fluff up Linnaeus, Rousseau, okay? God. It's called the second Adam. Are you fucking kidding me? Everyone is just
Adam,
like,
A-D-A-M.
Yeah.
The original man of the Bible.
God, people just fell all over themselves to jerk this dude off. Are we the first podcast to take a real hardline stance of fuck Carl Linnaeus?
Everybody else is just letting him off.
And we're going to say,
no more.
We've had enough of your stupid shit.
Christ. Unfortunately, there's no Linnaeus in popular culture.
Damn it!
Section.
Oh,
influences in economic beliefs. Is that interesting? Instrumental utilitarianism.
Supported ceilings on wages?
Okay.
State licensed producer monopolies and cartels? Conditionally. Depends on how it's set up, I guess. That could be not the worst.
Well, yeah.
All
right, well, there is probably great chain of being.
Images
of
God.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I had a history teacher in high school, beloved history teacher that I learned about the French Revolutionary calendar from. She was really good at making cookies, and she would sometimes bring in cookies for the class, and at the end of the year she gave us all the recipes for the cookies.
Aww.
And
education.
One of the cookies is called Great Chain of Being Peanut Butter and Chocolate Chip Cookies. They're really yummy. So that's what I have to say about that.
Cool.
Shout out to Miss Grace.
Miss Grace.
What's up?
Nice cookie name.
Thanks for the cookies.
But let's not click on the Great Chain of Being. What is that concept? I'm not sure. I'm entirely familiar. Is that an Enlightenment thing?
It's a medieval concept where everybody is in... It's a chain, not a ladder. You can't climb up it. All of the beings that are in the world exist in a hierarchy with God at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, like whatever the lamest animal people knew about back then.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Okay.
And... it gets up to people who are above all the other animals and plants,
mm-hmm.
but then there's a hierarchy of people. So you have your peasants, your petty nobles, your priest class, your king.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's not a ladder.
Okay. Not a ladder.
Don't try to climb
stuck
up
where
it.
You are.
You cannot climb up it.
Those are some pretty pessimistic peanut butter and chocolate chip cookies then.
Yeah, well, it was like she actually like baked it into the lesson. Sorry. Where she prefaced it. She like came into class with these cookies and was like, "Okay, class, I want you all to know that I come from a long line of cookie bakers, uh-huh. and I can make these cookies because that is my like position in the world. You all are probably never going to be able to make cookies like this."
Also, these cookies are only for the students in the front row.
Yeah.
The good, focused, attentive students.
Yes.
And don't try to sit up on the front row now
to
get a cookie.
You can't try to sit up on the front row. We know you can't pay good enough attention to be in the front row.
And also, I've chained you to your chairs. And
the Great Chain of Being. It's a literal chain.
It keeps you in your place.
It keeps you sitting there.
Yeah. Now I'm going to put on this movie and chill in the back while I eat my cookies.
Also, no one gets any cookies.
And the movie is just going to be some Linnaeus propaganda.
Oh, my God.
God, man.
Okay. Okay. Focus.
We gotta focus. Shit, you know, I do know that, come to think of it, They Might Be Giants do have a song called Mammal.
Really?
But
is it about mammals?
Yeah.
Is it, like, define...
Goes, mammals, mammals, they make up all.
They have fur, and they give birth to live young, and they give milk to their young.
I know there's a part where it's like, echidna caribou. Like, that's the end of, like, the chorus, I think.
Uh-huh.
The chorus ends on
those,
the
are both those are both mammals. Yeah.
Oh, they ain't gonna lead you astray.
Did you know that there's people that make their living renting out reindeer? For like basically for the month leading up to Christmas.
I did not, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah, they'll like bring their reindeer to your Santa Claus event. And
here's some post Xmas holiday musings for you.
Mm-hmm.
As I shared with you before we started the show, Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
I watched Jingle All the Way.
Yeah,
with some good friends. Yeah, I showed you the clip where, in a comedy movie from 1996, a mail bomb goes off.
Yeah.
And it's a real funny movie. It's a real funny.
Well, it's a cartoon bomb. So.
It's a cartoon slapstick bomb. But still, they play it for about 5 seconds as though maybe all those people in the room died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real funny moment. Anyway, there's also Arnold Schwarzenegger gets picked on by a reindeer that
really?
Phil Hartman's character has rented for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I know we've in the past on this show made passing references to Schwarzenegger and the movie Twins.
Mm-hmm.
But now I need to go and
to
watch
see
that
the
movie
Twins
and all the way through, because I need to know. This is important to me. that I know in my head I have a hierarchy. I have a great chain of being in my head.
Of Schwarzenegger movies?
Not of Schwarzenegger movies, but of who Arnold Schwarzenegger has more screen chemistry with.
Yeah.
And I need to know if Danny DeVito ranks above or below that reindeer. And but also Sinbad and and Phil Hartman. But
the reindeer, mostly.
They have a fight, and then the fight is, like, resolved, and Arnold's character in Jingle All the Way is real down on his luck.
Uh-huh.
And he's now hanging out with the reindeer and drinking a beer, and then he pours out a beer for the reindeer? So now I need to know, like, is he better or worse on screen with Danny DeVito than this beer-drinking reindeer?
I don't know. I can't answer that, but
I need to answer that. I need to know.
It sounds like that's a query that needs to be answered for sure. That animal-based humor is like a very Sandlerian.
Oh yeah.
Move.
Oh yeah.
For that film to make.
Definitely a Happy Madison-esque move. There's a lot of pictures. Actually, it was produced by Chris Columbus.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Of the first Harry Potter movie.
Of the first two, I think, right?
I think it's just the first one.
I think it's the first
two. It may be the first two. It's definitely not the third one.
It's definitely the first two because he's the guy with a real hard-on for intricate locks. And so he's the only reason why the Gringotts scene takes so long, and then they do the same fucking, like, trick when they're getting into the Chamber of Secrets, and... Where it's not, I don't think it's like there's a real allusion to this kind of thing being in the book at all.
Yeah.
But instead, he makes a super fucking intricate, like, mechanical snake lock.
Yeah.
Because he's got a real hard-on for clockwork locks.
Now that you say it's a snake,
yeah,
I remember it.
It's
I haven't seen the Chamber of Secrets, like, since it came out. Or the first one, actually.
They weren't super great. I've only seen the first one in, like, the last 10 years as a wizard people theory.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I've seen it in that form, but not the original. Anything that relies on three children to carry the narrative brunt this movie.
I got it. I know what we need to do.
Okay, what are we going to do?
All right. We can go with the Netherlands or we can go somewhere else. We go to a country and go to their pop music and then it should only be like a matter of like intelligent steps from there.
But it's got to be a country that's had enough pop music.
I feel like Netherlands.
Do you?
They've got to, they're the Netherlands. They've got to at least be participating in Eurovision, right?
Yeah. If we could find Sweden, that would be idyllic.
Oh shit. Okay.
Sweden's
so
on here.
Let's just, okay, so it's Netherlands link is underneath doctorate, just in case we need to
mark
navigate
that place
back.
In my brain.
Yeah, because we can't control F on this shit. We can't cheat. Oh, Sweden's Lapland. There? So it's got to be linked earlier.
Uppsala.
But Sweden's mentioned. And if that's the first mention of fucking Sweden on this page,
it's not linked.
There's
another one.
That's not it.
That's not the first one. But he grew up in Sweden.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there it is.
Residence.
He's Swedish.
Sweden. Okay.
He's a Swede.
Residence. Sweden. Sweden is the fourth step. Okay. I got some Swedish blood.
Really? I don't.
This is a ways back.
But I do have... I mean,
Caitlin. Olsen with an O.
That's true. I do have a fondness for the nation of Sweden, although I've never been.
IKEA.
The girl with the dragon tattoo. They're the Millennium series, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
And mostly
ABBA?
What? ABBA? Yes, absolutely ABBA.
Okay.
A lot of our popular music.
Right.
Although
Swedish Ghost Riders.
Right, you wouldn't necessarily know it. But mostly I'm just in love with not the fucked up shit that happens in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, because there's a lot of critique of the country's like social services, and their sort of social safety net, which I'm sure is valid criticism, but just the fact that everyone is fucking constantly eating open face sandwiches and drinking coffee.
Nice.
I love that in a country.
Yeah. I think we should institute a rule, and it will kind of slow us down.
Okay.
But I think whenever we land on the page for a country,
yeah,
if we don't know the anthem, we should get a little hit of the anthem.
Okay, yeah.
So let me...
Let's hear it.
Make sure...
This is going to sound so bad.
This is Du Gamla, Du Fria.
It's too bad we can't hear the words, you know?
Oh, yeah. The words go, you old, you free, you mountainous north, you quiet, you joyful, and you fair?
God bless.
I greet you, most beautiful land upon earth. Okay.
Yes, upon sure. earth.
Uh-huh, yeah. Sun, your sky, your green meadows. Repeat. Your
repeat?
Sun, your sky, your green meadows. I guess you just say that over and over. Oh, and they have a royal anthem.
Oh my goodness. Two anthems?
The Kungsang, or Song of the King. You are enthroned upon memories of great olden days.
Wow. I feel it's...
When honored, your name flew across the earth.
I feel such a stirring of patriotism for this.
All right, that's been a minute.
For this country I don't belong to.
We'll listen to a minute of the national anthem of the country, and then it's just like, nah, we gotta keep moving.
Yeah.
Let's go find some music. ABBA. Yes, thank you.
Love ABBA.
We could even click Britney Spears off this page.
Oh my goodness.
Lady Gaga. This is talking about the fucking
the
Max Martin.
Yeah, Max Martin, the hit machine.
Hit machine. Red One. Red One is a Moroccan Swede. Okay.
Yeah,
Pink,
he wrote
Kelly Clarkson, Lady Gaga.
Wasn't I with you? We were talking about the Lady Gaga.
Katy Perry.
It was Paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching the video.
Red One. Die.
Red One, Dale. Oh my god, Yngwie Malmsteen.
So which of these...
Yngwie Malmsteen is from
Ace of
Sweden.
Oh, fuck. Right, and Robin, of course. Ace of Base?
Europe? I didn't
god
know
damn.
Europe was a Swedish band.
God damn, Sweden.
Apparently, it's all because they have a very good musical education system.
Actually?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I had music classes in elementary school.
It's
glad I did.
It's just baked into their national curriculum from a low grade to the highest grades.
You know, did you have music class in elementary school, Caitlin?
Yeah, and it was terrible.
Mine was not bad. We had kind of like a... Oh, I wish I remember her name. She's kind of like a sort of on the hippie spectrum, like middle to older age lady.
Yeah.
Real long hair. But so most of what like you can give kids to play, like recorders, bad idea.
Yeah.
'Cause then
kid germs. Everyone does it.
Yeah. But I don't know if we actually did that much.
Usually when you get recorders, it's, they all get passed out to you. And it's either you purchase it or it's sort of loaned to you over a long period of time.
Yeah. I don't think we ever just spent that much time.
And it's
with
like,
it.
It's we, very exciting
we
when
stuck,
it happens.
We stuck mostly with marimba.
Marimba is a good kid instrument. We had those.
Yeah. There was a piano, but only the kids who otherwise got piano lessons
right.
would like play it and show off.
Right. And you can't fucking go up and play that thing.
So like,
you got to use all your fingers.
Like marimba, a bunch of sound makers. We had those tubes, those plastic tubes that you'd smack on the floor, and they would like make certain notes.
You can also smack them on your head.
Yeah. So the marimba was really like that was it. Like that was
the
instrument. The
marimba is the cool thing
that you could like actually use, and we would learn songs on.
Yeah.
Which kind of stunk because I wish we had done more, because then I might have like continued to be more musical at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the ultimate sign that it didn't have enough of an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things that we would do in music class, I would be most excited for once a year without fail. The lesson plan would go out the window and we would spend two class periods back to back, different days, but back to back, just watching this stomp video. And me being a little kid... thought it was
such the most amazing thing ever.
Stomp was the dopest shit.
That is the shit. You're looking at those people with the trash cans on their feet and thinking, I'm going to grow up and be those people.
Yeah, I was like, this is my shit.
This is what life is like in the big city.
I swear to God, if they still do Stomp in New York...
There's an episode of High Maintenance where there's a character who is repeatedly auditioned to be on Stomp.
Because I swear to you, if I ever do bite the bullet and move to like Brooklyn and become a shithead, you're going to still know that I am still true to who I am. Mm-hmm. Because within a year of moving to New York, I will go to Stomp.
Yeah.
I will make that happen.
I thought you were going to say audition for Stomp. But,
no,
you know,
no, no. I don't have the rhythm for that.
All right. The
dance skills. But I will go to Stomp, and I will be happier than a pig and shit.
If you have the heart, you know? If you have the passion, you can learn the rhythm.
I will be sandwiched between two dusty, musty, crusty old Floridians with fucking fanny packs on, like, encroaching into my seat space.
Do you think that's who goes to see it?
Probably.
I'm thinking it's mostly, like, young families. Because as we were just saying.
Because you bring your kid to actually see Stomp, and it's like you're giving him a license.
It's a bang shit.
Bang shit around the house.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. I will still be there, and I will be fucking like, yes. Mm-hmm. Fuck Hamilton. Those tickets are so expensive. I'm going to see the people with the trash can lids on their feet. Yeah. Rhythmically bounce those basketballs, motherfucker.
Yeah, my music class... I had two different teachers. The first one... I guess moved on from the school, I think, in the third grade. And she, like, I've maybe not met a person since then who more clearly hated her job than that woman. I don't remember her name, but she showed up to work every day wearing, like, the type of outfit that you might see on the receptionist at a dentist's office. And just played these recordings of people singing with like a backing track and passed out the sheets with the lyrics on them to the children. And we sang along to this recording. And that was the extent of the music.
Ugh.
And then several years later, she left and this like cool guy got hired.
Nice.
And he had the marimbas. And he also had a terrible, terrible mustache, which he never trimmed and which stuck straight out at a 90-degree angle from his face.
Whoa! That's intense.
I've never seen a mustache like that since then, and I'm grateful for that.
Toothbrush mustache.
Toothbrush stash.
Yeah. Do you want to know about the best teacher quitting story I have?
Yes.
I was not a direct witness to this.
Okay.
So, but the people who saw this, I trust. The teacher who quit in question, she was my 7th grade math teacher,
mm-hmm.
which I guess was pre-algebra. Like,
yeah, that sounds right. That sounds about right.
But like, what is pre-algebra?
It's just in between like. Baby math and
but like
algebra.
What do you do?
You learn like what a variable is.
I think that's literally it.
I think
you spend a whole year trying to get used to letters can be numbers,
right? And they sprinkle a little bit of geometry in there, I want to say.
Yeah,
just a little dusting.
And she was fine. I don't think she had like the typical credentials to be a teacher, but still
mm-hmm.
got the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like, I know for a fact right now that school employs people who didn't like go and get like their teaching degree, but they were like, you know, fuck, they like did physics for like, you know, aeronautics companies mm-hmm. for a while, so they can probably teach calculus.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, maybe Washington has weird laws. I don't know. Anyway, she didn't like the job and we all knew that. Mm-hmm. And I think like 12, 13 is like a good normal age for kids to really start to realize that adults to realize that this whole time adults have been emoting in ways that they didn't before realize, like before adults were kind of like the Charlie Brown version of adults, and right. like wah, 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 wah. And then like 12, 13, for better or worse, young kids, early teens, start to realize the ways in which adults kind of play their hand and like show how they feel, because yeah. it wasn't like she would walk into the classroom and just go like, "Ugh, I hate this," but like it just kind of seeped out of every
yeah. out of all her pores,
pore and cracks, just like how much she hated her job
yeah.
and hated being yeah. around us kids,
yeah,
without ever making a show out of it,
right?
Which of course means that, like, you know, these are the kids catching on to that can either make that person's life worse
mm-hmm.
or like actually try to show empathy towards it, but the kids weren't actually the problem why she quit.
Mm-hmm.
She quit in a huff,
mm-hmm.
and it was all had to do with staff.
Uh-huh.
And there were older kids at the school who were in the principal's office at the point at which she had a tirade and left. Like a bunch of like observations about how this teacher is bad in this way, and most of them were like, you know, kind of like, you know, bad coworker type
yeah
complaints lodged. Yeah. Or like this person like is being a complete know-it-all and tells me how to do my job and I don't need,
yeah,
need
yeah.
that. But the kicker is the important part and the okay. why this story then spread like wildfire.
Okay.
Which was that she named the last thing she did, kind of like the "and this" uh-huh. moment of it. She named a specific other teacher whose name I will not say on this podcast and said, "Said teacher," "and said teacher is a sex maniac."
Way.
And that was like her like period.
That's her like that's kicker.
Like the end of
that's
the,
her kicker?
The end and walk out.
Sex maniac.
And the thing is that
is it true?
No, I spent the rest of my time at that school trying to puzzle out what that exactly meant.
What it meant?
And oh I God. Still don't know.
Maybe it meant that she was a sex maniac.
No.
Man, it takes a sex maniac to spot another sex maniac.
I just remember because then it became like a whispered phrase that would occasionally, like, as time wore on, as I made it through middle school, high school.
That's the funniest fucking thing for a bunch of teens to get a hold of as a phrase.
To get a hold of as a phrase to just, like, remember when and is a sex maniac. Because it wasn't like we would then all be doubled over laughing, be like, "This is hilarious." It would be like, "Ha ha ha," and then we'd be like, "But still, though, what?
Sex maniac?
What, how did that? How was that relevant?
I don't understand.
How did that come up? Why was that the straw that broke the camel's back?"
Was this person? Do you think this
like
person,
I hope it wasn't like a really gross, but like none of us couldn't. None of us had
this,
any idea.
Do you think this other teacher was just like up in the staff room, like saying sex stuff, like all the time? Like every lunch?
Maybe? I don't know.
That's so
I
gross.
I still don't know
in
to
a
this
school.
Day.
In a school.
also, just the phrase, but also the other confusing part, the phrasing
sex
of it.
Sex maniac is an incredible phrase.
It's vague.
It's
and
incredible.
And very direct in, the,
yeah.
in a different way, though. It implies sex mania, but like of what stripe? We don't know.
Yeah, that's the wording of someone who definitely is uncomfortable talking about the topic, but wants to be very clear about what she's saying. It's like normally they might talk about sex and refer to it in terms like, oh, intimacy or like, I don't know, what's another vague?
I don't know.
Maybe they even use the word intercourse at times, but
yeah.
when it comes down to it, when they really have to say what they're thinking.
Yeah.
For the children's sake, sex maniac is what comes to mind.
You know what was really cool though?
What?
In that seventh grade pre-algebra class, we did a project where we would take a everyday object,
yeah,
and then we would make a like a larger or a smaller version of it by like scaling it
mm-hmm.
appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And like we had to like show our work and like we took measurements and then like did the math and then built it. And I took a little one of those little classic 2x4 red Lego bricks.
Yeah.
And then I made one out of a tissue box. Like I made it like tissue box.
Are those the same dimensions? Scaled.
Same dimensions. Wow. Like it's in the and the little studs on top were appropriately scaled.
A 2x4 brick. Is that the golden ratio?
Of Lego?
No, of, I forget what the ratio is. It involves phi.
No.
It's not.
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
It's that ratio that which everything, like, looks really good.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
Like cereal boxes and, like, doors and all kinds of shit are made to, according to this ratio.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Okay.
Mate?
See, it might be. Now you're thinking.
Fuck.
It might be.
It's just the one that's on the fucking box.
Right, well, humans have this ratio all over our bodies. Like, I think...
Well, that's because we're all sexy as hell.
Right, we're God's perfect children. okay, are we going to click on...
What pop star are we going to click on? We don't have a lot of time left.
Which pop star we do? Do we? We don't have a lot of time left.
No, we have like 9 minutes left in the hour.
Oh, no, we're fine. We're fine. We're fine. Well, have we ever gone to Britney? We never talked about Britney on the show, have we?
No, let's do it. Britney Spears.
It's Britney, bitch.
And every time I walk, on an old lang syne, I feel so small.
It doesn't work in reverse, man.
Yes, it's New Year's, baby.
It doesn't work in reverse.
Do, do, do. Okay.
I just want to say, I know we're not supposed to describe images, but I love Britney's signature. It's got a heart in it. I just want to.
It's pretty great.
I would be honored to own a copy of that signature.
Oh boy. So what are we hoping for here?
Link to VH1.
I don't think we're going to quite get that, but we can go to.
Well, does VH1 do an award show?
Don't,
right?
No, I don't think so.
Don't do anything that nice.
I was just hoping for just a link to MTV, but
I feel like
I think
there's
we'll
gotta be a link
to
plain old MTV.
Are
we gonna have to go to VMAs?
I think we're gonna just for our sake we should bite the bullet and click VMAs and then go to MTV.
Yeah, we can
just
do that.
Just do one too. All right.
Have you ever read the Wikipedia article for, I want to say it's for Hit Me Baby One More Time, and just the critics at the time when that song came out gave glowing reviews. Like, they were crazy about that song. Like universally well received by music critics.
Interesting.
It's a fun fact, I think.
People,
or at least I was surrounded by so many people that used to really love, like, shitting on bubblegum pop just as a concept. It was like a revelation to me to know that critics considered that to be a perfect pop song.
Spears had announced publicly she would remain a virgin until marriage.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, I'm going to click 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. Sorry, I was just trying to, like, there was a backlash to the first album cover, and then, like, other information, blah, 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 blah. And then, just like, that's a
and
bold
then
you just
move. Read that about her.
That's just a bold move.
I
say,
remember
that. Hey, everybody, I'm going to enter into the public spotlight.
Oh,
and if I.
Go scroll up. This was the 2000 VMAs, was the VMAs when the bassist for Raging Against the Machine climbed the set because they didn't win an award, because fucking Limp Bizkit won the award for best rock video over Rage Against the Machine.
This is also, it's amazing they have the specific logo for that year's VMAs.
It's an all right logo.
Unfortunately, I don't see a link at the top of this page to MTV.
There's a link to Video Music Awards in general.
Fucking A. Are you kidding me?
Wait, scroll, like, all the way to the bottom, maybe? Maybe, like, C also? This is one of those things that I feel like real purists of the
Oh shit, Janet Jackson performed Doesn't Really Matter. That's a great song.
This is a great song.
Testify.
Testify by Rage Against the Machine.
Eminem
is one of their best songs.
Fuck. Look at this fucking lineup, okay? I know we're wasting time.
It's a great lineup.
But Doesn't Really Matter by Janet Jackson, Testify, Rage Against the Machine, Cisco, The Thong Song. Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, Eminem, The Real Slim Shitty. Californication was 2000?
Red Hot Chili Peppers? Yeah, that sounds all right.
Fuck.
NSYNC.
Bye Bye Bye, It's Gonna Be Me. Mm-hmm. Nelly, Country Grammar. Mm-hmm.
Christina.
Fucking Christina, Genie in a Bottle. Blink-182, All the Small Things.
What
that's
a
the
year.
Sickest
what a year.
Fucking lineup ever. God. Wow. External links, official MTV site.
Okay, that's
fuck.
Good. Years, awards. God.
Shit, this lame. Sucks. Okay. Clicking MTV Music Video Awards. Just general. Okay. We're doing that. Fuck, are you kidding me? It's
a
list.
Oh my god, it's
a
list. It's like a list of lists.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh no.
Wait, no, there's just the one that's just award. That's a dirty trick.
God.
That's a dirty trick. Click
hover?
On it.
Did you hover?
Yeah, I hovered. It's okay. Okay, cable channel MTV. Now click that. We gotta get going.
Love that little spaceman.
Little spaceman. Okay, we gotta.
Okay,
oh boy.
MTV, here it is.
Okay, MTV.
You know, did you ever watch the some of those cartoons they used to play on MTV?
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, like Beavis and Butthead, like Daria.
Like
Aeon Flux,
Aeon
the cartoon.
Flux, yeah.
Which was so much cooler than the stupid movie.
There was this
show called The Max, which was like a mini series. It was like 8 episodes or something. It was about this guy that was like, he was a superhero in one dimension, but in another dimension he like lived in a box in an alleyway. And it was like,
I don't remember
super,
this at all.
Super existential. This was like, we were children when this was on the air, but it's a cool show.
Yeah. I'm scrolling. It's a fucking huge page. It's sister like, channels, please.
Sister channels.
God, yes. VH1. VH1. Wait, is that it? That's what
it.
We did.
That's it.
Oh shit. We got it. Hey.
We need to hurry.
All right. Phew. Also, what's this new fucking logo? Their
Hasn't
new logo.
Is that not always been the logo?
No, that's a new logo.
I don't know what the old logo looked like.
VH1's.
It looks like a hashtag.
VH1's new logo, the H, looks like fucking
looks like
Hillary Clinton's arrow logo.
I was gonna say it looks like the upper right hand quadrant of a pound symbol.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps, I think. Is the
not
count?
Bad.
And we did it.
It's all right.
Phew.
We done it.
We actually did need to rush because we got like just enough time to do our spiel and wrap this puppy up. So, if you don't mind.
You want me to do my spiel?
Yeah, I want you to do your spiel.
Well, thanks so much for giving us a listen. I'm Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BestKabest, BestKabest. And you can find the Twitter for the show itself at Get To That.
That's
about all I have to
say. We should both be tweeting more through
that
thing.
Yeah, I'm going to make an effort. I made one tweet over the break.
That's good.
So,
hey, I'm Matthew Olson. I'm playing with stuff in my hands that I shouldn't be while we finish up the podcast. And you can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. I do another show. It's about Twin Peaks. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. I do it with my friend Ashley Brandt, who's smarter than me and knows more about television than I do. So if you want to hear us talk about some of your beloved favorite shows like Twin Peaks, because that's what
like
we talk
specifically
about.
The one show.
But also Lost comes up a bunch.
But
also True Detective.
It is mainly about,
mainly
the one
about
show.
Twin Peaks. Sometimes X-Files. Then you can find that. It's at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm or just look up Twin Peaks Peaks on iTunes or Twitter, etc. Also, speaking of iTunes, if you do listen to this show, hey, hope you're subscribed on iTunes.
Hey, give us a subscribe. Give us a review.
Give us a review. Leave a little review. Just like, just make it for us.
You leave us a little review, we'll give you a little shout out on the show.
Sure. Why not?
I'm willing to promise that.
Why not? We'll read it.
Yeah.
Say some nasty shit and make us say it.
I'll read it. Whatever you have to say.
And anyway, God, Caitlin, remember when we had that? Remember when we had that show back in the tens?
Remember the days of Auld Lang Syne, when we had that show in the 2000s?
The 2010s, right?
That was before Britney ever shaved a head.
What are we just talking about? An entire century now?
We're talking about the fullness of time, my boy.
I love the all-time.